from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The noises for me in the interview did end up getting worse. That was not the only time where I wanted to interject, or when I heard a Bob Nightingale answer about the Pirates' trade deadline plans, where I was going, ugh, 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 ugh.
Grunts of dismay.
Ugh.
Like when you have a bad meal that's leaving you with bubble guts. That was tough to hear. I think the first part of that quote is the one that just bums me out the most. Ah, when you've done all this stuff to rebuild and gone through those pains, well, you don't want to risk it all.
Yes, because there's nothing in between. You either risk nothing or you risk everything. You're not allowed to trade, I don't know, your 17th prospect for 2 months of Jesse Winker, who would have the second highest OPS on the team ahead of even O'Neill Cruz. You're not allowed to trade your 19th and 20th ranked prospects and a guy outside your top 30 for Jazz Chisholm for the next couple of years. Because, yes, Ben Cherington would be... He'd be looked at as a fool among his peers if he traded prospects that were ranked somewhere between 10 and 20 to try to help this team.
Was there reporting that the Yankees, though, what they specifically wanted, or what they the Marlins specifically wanted, the Yankees were better positioned to give, not just prospect rankings related?
Was there something like that?
Like that they
just loved that package?
Yeah, that they had certain things that the Pirates couldn't match because of the specific positions. Like there was a catcher or something like that.
I'm sure. Like in the aftermath of it, to try to sell it to the few fans that they have, the Marlins are like, oh, don't look at the prospect rankings. We absolutely love these guys, and that's why we made this trade with New York and not somebody else. Yeah, that was a depressing interview with Bob Nightingale. And honestly, we're 25 hours away from the trade deadline happening. Is there another word to describe what's gone on here?
Underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed. Thank you. I mean, what we heard from Red Sox insider earlier this hour was encouraging on Nick York.
He'll hit. His glove is fine, not great, not terrible.
Okay,
he'll hit.
You got him.
Why is he in AAA?
You got him for Quinn Priester, so that solves the immediate problem of Nick Gonzalez. So potentially, by Ben Cherington, good job of plugging that hole. The problem is you have some of the worst outfield offensive production in baseball, and you have not done anything to alleviate that issue so far. And other players like Tommy Pham, who... Originally, when I heard Tommy Pham linked to the Pirates, I'm like, man, that's really setting the bar low here for trade deadline acquisitions. And when he got dealt to St. Louis in the last hour, I was like, damn it. I would have taken him at this point based on everything else.
We all were desperate for a move and a name. And the name and move we got was a guy who has never played a single second of Major League Baseball.
Here's more on Nightingale on the state of the Pirates right now going into the deadline.
I don't know. Maybe small things. They're kind of caught in no man's land. They're really not in the race, out of the race. So if it is, I would think it would be small. I mean, I don't think they're going to go all in this year. You know, if the price of relief pitching is skyrocketing. And I don't see them, you know, I don't see them trading Chapman, although I don't rule it out. Just because if you can get a ton for him, you know, maybe you move him and just shoot for 2025.
Okay, a couple things on that. The first one is, after he said that about Chapman and we tweeted about it and talked about it, I got multiple texts that told me they're not going to trade him. That they look at that as a bridge too far here. That they're
people who would know.
They're not going to trade Chapman,
I didn't get any texts about that, Donnie. Got to, again, work in the room here.
The other part of that, they're not really in it. They're two games out.
They sweep
with 50-something games left. What do you mean
Astros
they're not really in it?
They'll be probably in the playoff position. That whole interview, kind of his attitude towards them just had me flummoxed.
I mean, I probably should have asked him at some point, okay, are the Cardinals in it? They're one game ahead of the Pirates and one game out of a playoff spot. Is that really the line we're talking about? If they had one more win and one fewer loss, we would say they're in it right now. And the thing I wanted him to, and we don't have the clip here, but the thing I wanted to make sure we got from Bob in that interview was, is this just your opinion as someone that's covering baseball, or is this kind of what you're hearing inside baseball and around
the
Pirates?
Like an industry opinion.
And he said it was more of an industry opinion. So.
That whole interview.
Yippee!
That one took the air out of the Mulsey balloon more than almost any other.
And
has.
these are days or nights where that balloon, you should have enough helium in it to sound like not an Oompa Loompa. What were the guys in The Wizard of Oz?
Weren't they Oompa Loompas?
Were they?
No, Oompa Loompa is Willy Wonka.
That's Willy Wonka. Right. Who are the Munchkins?
Yeah.
Oh.
Enough helium to sound like a Munchkin for 24 hours. Because Skeens pitches tonight. Like, these Skeens nights or Skeens days are supposed to be joyous. They're supposed to be...
celebrations of greatness.
Celebratory, exactly. Yeah. Yes. And I mentioned this to you last week, that there was a chance if they did nothing at the deadline, all of the positivity and all the momentum and all the excitement that was around the team, it would completely evaporate because fans, more than anything else, with this particular team... they care so much about whether or not the people at the top are investing in the team or not. Sometimes I think if the owner spent $150 million and they lost 85 games, fans here would be like, well, at least we tried.
I have said that exact phrase many times, that there are many, many people who follow this team who would rather see them spend $160 million and lose 90 games than the other way around. Spend $65 million and win 90. Yes.
So, I feel like they're in it. I feel like you should be mindful of the innings with their young pitchers, but you shouldn't prioritize that over trying to do damage in the playoffs for the first time in 45 years. So, I mean, what are we doing here? Are we trying to like give ourselves a better chance of winning in 2026, or when it's right there for the taking and you're two games out of a playoff spot with 2 months left, you don't pass on that. You don't punt on that opportunity, in
but
my opinion.
I think they're not punting on it necessarily. They're just standing there waiting for something to happen either way.
But you are punting on it if the teams around you who you are directly competing with are getting better. And they are.
Inactivity. What's the old Rush lyric? If you choose not to decide, you still have made a choice. Yes, you've made a choice if you're not going to make trades. If you're not going to make big trades to try to bolster your lineup in an obvious, tangible way, you have tacitly decided that you are... going to let yourself
but not
fall
even
out of the
big
race.
Moves. I don't need you to do a cannonball in the pool. I just need you to get in the water. The Cardinals got Pham and Fetty. Okay, Fetty went to Korea and he turned himself into a good pitcher. And now look at him. Now they get him and Pham today. Arizona, AJ Puck. We saw him strike out the side yesterday. The Mets, Winker, we've gone over his OPS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have off the top of my head. Well, San Diego got a rise early in the year, so they've made a move.
Okay, the Cubs went and got
Paredes.
The Cubs went and got Paredes, and they said they were selling.
I know. Robert Murray, who broke the Jack Sawinski, is getting sent down to AAA. Aldis Chapman is signing with the Pirates news. And then disagreed with Zeiss on Taylor Ward. I think that's another one of his greatest hits.
Yep.
And then scoffed at Vladimir Guerrero Jr. discussion.
He did. Oh, there was scoffage.
So this is from his YouTube show a short time ago on The Deadline. He said that the Pirates, this is Ethan Fisher is the reporter who gave the shorthand of this from Rum Bunter, said that the Pirates have been eyeing Nick York for some time. And that they had multiple teams talking about Priester. Also says they were in on Winker and Pham. They still like Taylor Ward and want to move Martin Perez. Ultimately believes they do end up getting a bat. That's Murray.
Until I see a major league bat come here, and I think, by the way, York should be on the team. I don't know. They must be backfilling with a pitcher for Priester, presumably. That has to be at least part of it.
Or they're not making the roster move right now because he can't get to Houston yet.
Or there's other things that are going to happen that they're going to do. I hope that's what it is. I'll tell you what I'm tired of hearing. And Jim Bowden, who's awesome, came on with us. Great talk. Obviously, a guy who's been in the business for a long time, been a GM, been making these calls, been making these deals, said the Pirates
either has a toupee or
the
dies
Pirates
his hair.
Were a close second on what Chisholm to the Yankees. I believe he said.
Did you see Clint Hurdle's take on that?
Yes, but I agree with Clint. I agree with Clint. He said the only person who cares or thinks about whether or not a team was a close second is the GM that
didn't
get it
done.
Did you
see that tweet, Donnie? It was just like a
Hurdle
total
just
shot
nuked
at
it.
Huntington.
Yeah, just
I
nuked
did not.
It.
Yeah, from Clint.
I mean, it's a shot at every GM, but yes, definitely Neil Huntington.
Well, because we would hear that.
Yes,
remember
they were
the
close
David
on
Price
David
sweepstakes? They were second.
But I'm starting to hear that again. Oh, they were in on Winker. Well, I wonder who's telling some of these reporters saying that they were really seriously in on him. Probably the guy didn't get the deal done, or one of his people. Hey, they were close. Hey, they were a close second on Chisholm. They were in on Winker. They like Taylor Ward. You want to bet somebody's going to like Taylor Ward more than them come tomorrow, come deadline time? I will.
Well, that was another one that
he said, oh,
he's
too expensive.
Yep.
The guy is like 5 for his last 600.
And I get, like, Perez just had a really good start against St. Louis.
Which, why do I want him that badly if he stinks right now?
Yeah, you don't. Well, here's why you do, because you just want
something, some sign.
But we got into that. We fell into that trap with the Archer trade.
Well, yeah, you're right. They would trade, like, Tamar Johnson, Bubba Chandler, and, like, Harrington for Taylor Ward just to say, look, we did something.
Murray said they want to move Perez. I get it. He's making a good amount of money. He's expendable. He's depth pitching for you right now, although his last start was really good. You do that, though. You take another major league player off your roster. You've got to get major league help back, or you free up. See, I just don't like the idea that you have to free up
money to do something.
I just don't
else.
Like well, the let's rob that... Peter to pay Paul business here.
Well, just it. When does any other team, unless it is massive amounts of money being talked about, like way more than the Pirates have ever committed to one player for 1 year?
Yep.
When do you ever hear seriously? I know the Rays have offloaded a bunch of salary lately, but they've had way more success. When do you otherwise really hear about such and such team wants to do a deal, but they have to free up money to make the deal possible? I never feel like I hear it, even when small market teams are involved, Pony.
Well, I just saw St. Louis. They said they DFA'd Gallegos because they wanted to free up money. And when I read that, I'm like, I am stunned by this. These are the freaking Cardinals
I'm going to say this again. It's different. I hold it to a different standard when the team has won big and been like a paragon of generally excellence. The Cardinals have a payroll that's in the 150s or 160s right now. The Pirates don't. Now, I don't want to hear about we've got to get out from under like the $3.6 million remaining
now, look,
on
if,
Perez's
if,
deal.
If you trade Perez and it's a baseball trade like the one where the Phillies and Orioles made with each other and you get an outfield bat that comes back for him because somebody needs starting pitching, well then fine. You know, if that's what Ben wants to do, and it's just, again, though, it's not like adding to your team, it's just changing your team. It's taking pitching away and adding hitting, which is what they need, but it's not like a reinforcement thing. You're making a part of your team a little bit worse because you need another part of your team to get a lot better. And I just wish they didn't. My point is, I wish they just didn't have to do that. I cited.
Just add. You don't have to constantly subtract while adding.
Baseball America, they looked at this over an 18-year period. One out of every five prospects that got dealt at the deadline turned into a decent major leaguer. Not even good. That's 21% was the number that they had. Why do these guys freak out over trading prospects?
Because they get married to the idea of we pick the guy, he's going to be good. Or they think, worst case, they think we have to have all these guys hit because we aren't going to find players elsewhere. We aren't going to go buy free agents. We aren't going to be an active player there. We have to have these guys work out. We're just going to clutch them close to us.
412-928-9370. We've got tickets to give away to a big concert at PNC Park in September. We want to get your thoughts here on the Nick York trade. They made one deal. They sent Quinn Priester out for a Red Sox prospect who was rated 6th by their organization, and he can probably come up and play now based on what he did at AAA. Does that quench your trade thirst? 412-928-9370. How do you feel about that deal? And your thoughts on what's happening to the Pirates as other teams make trades? Donnie Levitt show at 6. You are usually a very glass half full fan of the Pirates. Is that how you're looking at them right now at this moment? Is the glass half full on what's happening? That's usually your MO. Sometimes we'll bring you in and you say, I don't want to say anything negative about these guys.
Negative Nancy.
Might be finding out at 6:05.
Yeah.
I just gave a rough estimate.
Do you think that you'll be more intense than Chad in Chambersburg?
Thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, Rowdy Tellez, thank you. Joey Bart, thank you. But Ben Cherington, this is a direct message to you. Are you awake? Are you awake? You are wasting generational talent in false schemes. Keller, Jones when he comes back healthy. This pitching staff, this fan base deserves more from you. Wake up! I know the owner is tight, but he has given you permission to do something. You are standing there sleeping, and then you go on your radio show and say, oh, we have deals, but we're not sure they're the right deals. This team has fought their butt off. Yes, they lack offensive talent. Yes, they are bad offensively, but they have fought back for 2 games over, 1 game over. Give them some help, you coward. Do something. Help this fan base out. Show you care. Go make a deal. This team has all the talent to make a run, and the fan base deserves more. I'm sick of this guy. He's had 5 years to develop something offensively. He's done nothing. He tanked for 3 years. He's done nothing to provide anything offensively. Go help this fan base. Help this team. They deserve it.
I From my the heart favorite. Of Peach Country, Chad in Chambersburg.
Oh, dude, we've gotten those 2 weeks in a row now at Amazing. The old CSA. You know how many of them? Ace has eaten like 7 of them.
Oh, they're fantastic.
In like a 2-day span. But no.
You have a favorite part there, Donnie?
Yeah, the part where he just yells, this guy is standing there, sleeping.
I like the...
Like he's a horse.
I just like that he goes so hard into coward, and you think, no way can he keep the energy up. That seems like it was his crescendo, but he brought it all the way back at the end.
Yeah.
He really... Handball, by the way, has distracted me. What are these guys doing?
It looks like whoever drew the line on the outside did a horrible job. It's not even.
Like the one from the...
The Nets look like they got him from like a local rec center down the street. This doesn't even look professional.
What was it? The Women's Final Four or wherever? Where
look
they had
at that
the wrong
line.
Three?
That's not even.
Wait, what was it? The Women's NCAA Tournament? They had the wrong line?
Yeah, one end of the
distance?
Court. The three-point line.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Play
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.